A 2018 Gallup study says 70% of people aged 18 to 34 consider themselves very concerned about climate change, while 56% of people over 55 years old say they are very concerned. Young people in Bloomington showed their concern when they joined the global climate strike on September 20th. Many Bloomington area residents have sent questions to our City Limits series asking what more can be done on an individual and city level to lessen the effects of climate change. WFIU's Bente Boutier talked to a few IU student activists and environmentalists about how they fight climate change.
Indiana University sophomore Eliza Dowd has been involved with climate and social justice movements since high school. She helped organize the September 20th climate strike in Bloomington, and she's been a part of various campus and city demonstrations pushing for more action.
I think that there's a lot that could be done that's better, but I also understand that there's a lot of barriers.
This summer, Dowd got involved with the Sunrise Movement, a youth-led organization that advocates for political action on climate change. In July, she went with the group to Detroit to protest outside where the Democratic primary debates took place.
A positive, beautiful way to tackle the climate crisis while coming together and like enjoying life doing it instead of like a lot of the bogging down, depressing stuff that like can often come from climate talk.
She says open conversations about climate efforts are key to making progress.
Let's talk about this like it's just like real words and real people. People need to be open and like not think they're right all the time.
Dowd says she's trying to make sure her eating habits are more environmentally friendly. She was a vegetarian for a while and decided to go vegan this summer. She's also working to reduce her waste.
I bring my bag everywhere I go, like to put my groceries in. I bike everywhere.
IU senior Katie Janowski says reducing waste is a huge part of being more environmentally friendly. She interned with SustainIU, running the Hoosier to Hoosier yard sale. The sale is a reuse program where Janowski and volunteers collect donations from students during move-out at the end of the spring semester and throughout the summer. All donated items are cleaned and sorted before being sold in August. Janowski spent around 200 hours cleaning and sorting this summer. She says she didn't realize how much students bring to Bloomington and leave behind.
It does all start with, if you have less stuff to begin with, you're going to throw away less stuff. So short term, stop people from throwing things in the landfill. Long term, stop more things from being purchased overall.
She says the most gratifying part of her internship was seeing the different groups who came to help on the sale.
It was such an interesting, like, diverse group that sometimes didn't realize sustainability mattered in this context. I think they realized, oh, it was kind of like a garage sale, like, whatever. And then they came here and they saw how much we were keeping out of the landfill, and they were like, wow, okay, this is a lot. This kind of matters.
Janowski says she thinks making people aware of the impact they have on their environment is important.
It is good to build up that momentum and call for change.
Janowski says to her, environmental activism can mean anything from changing your own daily behaviors to advocating for change from your local government. Dowd and other Bloomington environmentalists see that change doesn't happen overnight, but also want to see more action. Earlier this month, one Bloomington Climate Action Group led a week of demonstrations, going to various city meetings to push for more extensive local climate policy. Dowd and fellow IU student activist Jess Tang took part, attending a city council session calling for more affordable, sustainable housing in Bloomington. Tang says collective action has the biggest impact on climate change.
I think like the most important thing that we can do is to show up to events like this or protest.
Dowd agrees that addressing climate change is urgent.
The biggest thing someone can do if they want to be good for the environment is to speak out and talk about the environment to everybody. I have not gone a day without, or maybe even an hour, without talking about the environment and our climate change for a long time. And that's how you inspire people, and like doing it in ways to meet people where they are.
Another climate strike similar to the one in September is scheduled for Friday, December 6th. For WFIU News, I'm Bente Boutier.